Okay, oxygen electrode. Our oxygen electrode then, this is usually referred to as a probe because it's got a part of it which is sensing the oxygen concentration, and it's got another electrode which is used to provide the final value. So in a similar sense to the combination electrode we had before, this is then a combination electrode system. Now, this is an amperometric technique. We're measuring amps rather than measuring volts. We're holding the volts constant. In the picture, you'll see that the schematic is indicating that we have got a platinum cathode. We have got a Teflon membrane underneath it. And we then hold the voltage of that platinum cathode relative to our reference electrode, which is again silver chloride. Now the sensor then needs to respond to oxygen. So what happens then is that the oxygen in the water diffuses through that Teflon membrane. Who remembers what Teflon is in terms of its chemistry? Polytetrafluoroethane. Yep, PTFE. So that then means that if you take ethene, scribble that down for me, put four fluorines onto it, that's now tetrafluoroethane. Now if you polymerize that, all you do is you break the double bond and join one to another to another. So it's simply a polymer based on C2F4. Now the characteristics of that then, it's really stable, but it's got a pore structure and things can get through it. So in the case of this polymer then, it will allow oxygen to diffuse through it. And when the oxygen diffuses through, then what happens then at the cathode? Now in terms of our electrochemistry from last year, the process that's occurring at the cathode is what? It's a redox and it's a reduction. Yes, it's a redox and it's a reduction. Yes. Yes, that's the go. And yeah. And you can see in the second one, that's exactly what's going on there. Your anode is doing oxidation because the electrons are on the right-hand side. So the function then of our reference electrode is simply then to release those electrons, and then they'll be picked up at the cathode depending on how much oxygen has diffused through that membrane into the measurement area. Now this particular one is called the Clark electrode. The actual form of these electrodes changes a little bit depending on what particular type. The one that we've got then is the platinum. If you have a look at the bottom of our electrodes, you'll see there's a little platinum disc that's there. That's actually the surface that provides the electrons. There's the Teflon membrane over the outside of it. Periodically Robbie changes that Teflon membrane. So the current flow that we measure up here then is proportional to the concentration of oxygen that's present in the water as our test solution. Now for all of these methods that we're going through, what I'm after is that you can provide a picture of the gear. You can provide, in this case, some equations that could back it up. In the case of the pH meter, our glass electrode, some explanation of how that particular electrode system works. And same deal for the fluoride electrode. In general, I try and reduce these things down a little bit where I think there's too much to learn. But you'd be expected to get a bit of a nod that there will be something on electroanalytical coming up because it's a very widespread technique that's used out there. And the basics of how these things work are illustrated by these two particular methods. There are a number of other methods out there, simply because electrochemistry is so sensitive. In this case here, we're getting like a value of 0.2 ppm, so we're already down into the hundreds of ppb levels. And the only problem with the oxygen electrode, oxygen probe, is the fact that you must calibrate this thing very, very carefully. So most of the dissolved oxygen values that you get out there are pretty sus because people rush through the calibration. The calibration with these sort of field sensors is always the same. You have at least a couple of points. In the case of this one here, you'll typically do a zero and you'll do 100%. and you know that everything in between is a relative. So when we had the prac upstairs, you remember that when you're doing the Winkler titrations, Robbie gave you oxygen saturated water, and then he gave you other samples where he absolutely eliminated all the oxygen present. So it's a similar thing when you're calibrating these probes. They make these things now pretty friendly, so you have some little kits that are ready to go so you can calibrate them.